Hello guys, welcome to the RAP show. I'm Paul.
And I'm Roy.
In our trailer, we have noticed that we are going to talk about photography.
So, we invite Mia, who is our English teacher in our high school. Coincidentally, she happens to be an amateur photographer too.
She used to take professional class. She also had her own photography account on the Instagram.
In this episode, we will ask some popular questions of Mia from her experience. So now,
let's welcome Mia.
We've prepared some questions for you, and the first section of the question is that, can you show us that the most meaningful photo for you? And why is this photo so important for you? And also, can you tell us the story behind this photo?
And the second question is, can you tell our audience that three basic skills you have used? And then, we wonder that which device you have used before. And the next question is, have you ever take a picture only by a phone? And then, what's the different advantage between phone and camera?
Okay, and we also want to ask you that, which photographer do you admire?
For the question that can you show us the most meaningful photo I have ever shot? Well, it was actually the photo that I took maybe about 3 years ago, and I remember I was really low in my energy and also in my creativity, and I really want to do something that is really so near and dear to my heart, and so I took a photo of my grandma. And she has always been the greatest inspiration of mine. I always look up to her so much, and she's like my role model for life and for her patience, for her creativity, and so I really admire her so much. And she was actually the one who also helped me to pull out from my really low energy and the low creativity. And so she was during that time 3 years ago, I took a year to launch a new photography project, which I called 2020 Vision. And she was actually one of the first theme that I do, and that is about grandma. And so it was also my first time to learn about double exposure, and I've been experimenting that a lot. And then I remember it was a photo that I can only see the silhouette of my grandma, and her face and also her whole body has been all covered up with flowers, and so she had this floral print on her face, on her shirt, and that one is just so beautiful, and it's just so put together, and I think that photo really portrays her so much, so well. And so, yeah, and I really think it is that picture that brings me a lot of joy, and also kind of pick up myself about why I love photography so much, and it's always about human connection. And so yeah, that is the most meaningful photo that I have ever taken so far. And thank you for pulling that question. I think that really means a lot to me. Okay, and so for your next question is about what are the three basic skills I typically go for? So for the typical skills I normally have, well, of course, when it comes to photography, you cannot do it without three very important elements and very fundamental knowledge, and that is aperture, ISO, and also shutter speed. And I think beyond that, when I take photos, I always take it from manual mode. And I typically pay a lot of attention to the quality of light, and also composition, and also negative space, and also layers. Yes, layers. So yeah, these are three very thin. I think maybe because of my style is more artistic, and also it's like somewhere between artistic art photography and also street photography. And so I really pay attention to a lot to a quality of light, and then it really, so like in a spectrum of light, we have all different kind of a quality of light in a day, throughout a day. So when we are shooting in indoor or when we are shooting outdoor, and then all of these is gonna, and also like it always depends on which part of the day that we are shooting, and so all of these is gonna depend. It's gonna be like one of the very crucial elements to decide how we wanna portray the scene that we are taking. And so yeah, that's really important one. And also composition. Composition is about telling the story. What angle are we entering in? And also, are we zooming out too much? Are we zooming in too much? So what are the things that we wanna include? And what are the things that we wanna declutter? And so all of this are really counts a lot. Yeah. And also, the negative space, I think, and because negative space has I'm kind of like a Chinese inspired. A lot of the painting in China, they like to leave like a huge amount of negative space or blank space, which really helps to make a better contrast of the subject that we want our audience to focus on. And so again, I think it goes back to composition, and also the layers. Like we want to create some layers of the main object or main character that we are portraying. And so I think creating that layers helps to create that kind of leading line to make our subject pop. So yeah, I think that's very crucial and very basic one too. And in terms of the other idea is that, yeah, for your next question is about do I take photos a lot from my phone, and also what are the devices that I used before. So I normally take photos from my phone and also my very trusty Nikon D90. And well, now I think my priority of my creativity has been a little bit shifted, but in the past, like at least 2 years ago, I pretty much take photos on a daily basis, or once every 2 days, I think. Yeah. And so I normally have my phones with me, and I normally take photos with for different purposes. So for example, if I'm like in a party and I just want to document this moment, and I would just pull out my phone and take photos, and I don't need to worry about composition, I don't really need to worry about so much about light, I just want to capture the moment, I just want to be part of it. Yeah. And if I'm doing this very purposely, like if I'm traveling, or if I am traveling, or I just want to do some photography project, I would definitely go for a DSLR, and that really shows much more depth in the story that I want to tell, in the story I want to show. So yeah, I used to these two devices, and yeah, and then for, I think that kind of leads up to the next question, which is, what's the different advantages and also disadvantages between phone and camera? Well, I think when we are asking this question, we also need to ask about what is our intention when we are taking photos. It's not about your cameras. It's not about your skills. it's so much more about your intention. Why do we want to tell the story that we are telling? And I think it all comes back to the core of your philosophy, the core of your being a photographer. It doesn't really matter about amateur or photographer or amateur or professional one. It's all about why we are taking photos. And so yeah, I think that's really important. So of course there are, when you Google it, there will be so many different articles, different journals that tells you what makes a good photo and what skills that you need. But I think it always comes back to the story, the story of that object, the story of your character. And so we want to create layers of emotions in our photos. So, and from that intention, we go for the devices that we want. And from that intention, we hone on the skills that we need to have. So it always comes back down to our intention. I think that's a question that we should ask ourselves. Like, why we want to document this more? Why we want to have this moment in the frame? So yeah, I think that's the way I would put it. And so the next question, the last question is, which photography do I admire the most? So when I was learning photography when I was in the United States, one of my really important photography teacher told me that if you want to be a good photographer, there are two things that you have to do. First, you have to take as many photos as you can, as many as them. The second thing that we have to do is to appreciate as many photographers as we can. And so I think that really is such a striking, like, a epiphany moment for me. It's like, oh, I need to enjoy as much as I can, enjoy taking photos as much as I can. I also need to look at so many more photographers to learn their skills, to learn their intention, to learn their stories. And so I think one of the first photographers that I ever researched on is Robert Frank. Robert Frank was a American photographer, and I believe lots of the photographers knows that one of his striking photos is Trolley, and that photo has been shot in New Orleans during the time of segregation, 种族隔离. And so so I was really so drawn to the picture that when I saw that photo, that photo was being taken from the outside and looking into who are those people in the trolley car. And we can see that, like, it was a very parallel and very symmetrical photo. And then, but we can split that trolley into halves, like we can make clean cuts right in the middle of the photo. And what we can see on the front of the trolley are white women, white children, and also those are happy faces on them. And then by contrast, what we can see in the rear area of the trolley are black laborers, black children, black women, whose faces their light doesn't cast on their faces, so their faces are so gloomy. And so in a sense, I think of that photo, every time when I think of that photo, it was actually a very inspiring photo, because that photo has been lasted for so long, it has been remembered, it has been captured for so long, and why it can still leave that such a marks on me. And I think it all comes back to the intention of telling the story. And so I think that's one of the really inspiring photographers who really showed me that there can be so many layers of death, layers of emotions, and we as a photographer, we have to to unpack those emotions. You have to unfold those stories. And I think that's one of the biggest jobs that we as photographers that we have to do. So yeah, Robert Frame, he's such a remarkable one.
Thank you for joining us today, Mia.
We believe that all of you could realize what she just said.
First of all, the motivation of taking photo is her grandma's inspiration when she was in a low energy.
The second point is that she paid a lot of attention to the quality of light. The third one noticed that she thinks the meaning is more significant than the quality of the picture.
We come to the final moment of this episode. Thank you for being here today with us. Don't forget to subscribe our channel on Spotify.
Also, during this special time of the year, we hope for the best for your personal health.
Remember to put your mask on.
Hope to see you guys next time.
Goodbye.